And again, welcome back to Hoop Tech, home of Shoot 360 Cleveland at 77-17 Victory Lane in North Ridgeville. And this is presented by Third Generation Construction, the region's leading residential general contracting company, alongside Jared Kozar. I'm Rob Polinski. Ron Yontz will be joining us when he can get here. And we're joined now by Midview Midi head basketball coach Jim Brabenick. Jim, in your eighth season with the Middies, I know you probably get this from a few people, but it really does seem hard to believe.
Yeah, it feels like a long time, but like I said, I can't believe how fast it's gone. For us to be our eighth year, and the senior class now is the group that we started our youth program with 8 years ago. So
now basically everybody in the program, they know who you are, they know what to expect. How has that helped over the years?
Yeah, it's helped a lot. We have seven seniors now who all went through the program together, so they're familiar with us. They're familiar with our coaching staff, and we've been pretty consistent throughout those 8 years of having a lot of the same guys on our staff.
You know, last year you had to try to figure out how to replace Aiden Gregory. I'm guessing this year with Runzer, with the points he was able to make, is that kind of one of those things you got to figure out? Well, how do you replace that kind of production?
Yeah, he had a great year for us last year. We hope that collectively as a unit we could do that. You're a lot more dangerous as a team if you got five guys on the score and they're not just looking towards one, which not that happened last year or the year before, but we feel that we could spread the points out more evenly and hopefully score the same amount.
You know, as Rob mentioned, you know, some personnel turnaround there. You know, you've got two guys that were on the cover of the Forecast magazine between Aiden, and then it was Johnny a couple of years back was in that boat too. You know, how are those guys progressing in terms of what they're doing? You keep up with them? Or, you know, we talked about it with Coach Januzzi earlier, guys that are home for the holidays, maybe for Thanksgiving, do they keep up with you guys and hit the gym or see you guys now and then?
Yeah, we still talk to those guys all the time. Aiden's coming off an ACL injury, so he just got healthy. He'll be playing this year at Ashland, and then Johnny's off to a heck of a start at Lake Erie, scoring. He's probably their leading scorer, probably their best player. Was an all-conference player in that tough league last year. So he's a senior. He has another year, but he's having a fantastic career there too.
So you mentioned you got a big group of seniors coming back here this year. Maybe not that they've had a lot of varsity experience, but guys that are going to be able to have to contribute for you. But it's comforting to know you have seven basically adults in the room,
yeah,
with the rest of your staff and yourself. So how does that unfold for you?
Yeah, and they did play a lot last year. We got guys, David Moore was a starter for us. Drew DeFranco was a starter for us. Evan DeFranco started some games. Steve Komar started some games. So it's not like we're playing a bunch of guys who have never played in a varsity game before. We've got four guys who've started a decent amount. Didn't start every game, but they've played, and they're program guys. Like I said, they've been through it. They know what we're trying to do, and they'll compete for us.
Coach, speaking of DeFranco, you're, of course, hosting the DeFranco Classic once again this year. It's Saturday, December 2nd. For our listeners who maybe don't know, it's a full day of basketball. WEOL will be there. We'll actually be there for our Nick Abraham Saturday Morning Sports Wrap-Up Show from 9 to 11, and then we'll do all five basketball games. You guys taking on Keystone for the final boys game of the night. What does it mean to you to once again be hosting that tournament and this year having it be Troy DeFranco Court?
Yeah, it's awesome. Every year it's a great way to start the season in Lorain County and Ohio high school basketball. You know, all the fans in the county come out, they watch. And then this year, make it special. Obviously, you said it's Troy DeFranco Court now. We got a brand new court that people will be able to see. Troy's son, Evan's a senior this year, being able to hopefully play in the game if he recovers from a little injury that he has. So it's going to be an awesome day of basketball.
Cernus helping you out again?
Yes, he is. He's back. He is back.
That's great.
It's awesome. Yeah, he
does. I mean, in all seriousness, when I bring that up, is to have a veteran coach on your staff that you can bounce things off, vice versa. How important is that?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, him being with me now for 8 years, just a guy that you can rely on, that he's always thinking kids first, basketball first. Like, he knows how to come in and look at our guys and assess, like, what we need to do on offense, what we need to do on defense. It definitely bounce things off him and keeps me sane. So,
well, and the nice part, too, with having John on your staff is you can always him do the talking with the media. He loves to do those interviews, whether it be with the newspapers or the radio guys. So, you know, you can coach basketball and let coach do all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could just stay in the gym and he can go hand. He wanted to come here and do this tonight.
But I'm sure he did. You probably had to fight him off.
Yeah, definitely.
I marvel at John's ability to flip the switch, though. At about 10 to 7, he's got that look with the hands behind the head, ho-hum, just not really paying attention to much. But once that ball goes up in the air, he's on the edge of his seat and really does a good job. The kids respond to him, as they respond to everybody on your staff. But just it's been nice to see that relationship work like it has over the years. And it's good that John's Hernis is still in the community and doing a lot for kids. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So that's a good thing. You know, Rob mentioned basically being the flag bearers of the DeFranco Classic and everything like that. To us, that facility is special in terms of the way it used to be for tournament basketball. You know, the end of the season meant Midview for basically 4 or 5 straight days. Now it's the beginning of the season, Midview for 8 straight hours.
Yeah.
And we're okay with it, and that's a great thing for us and a way to start things off. But, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how that facility just continues to age gracefully, and you guys take care of it and just make it look like it shines each and every time we're over there.
Yeah, you know, all these new gyms and new schools are coming up, and I still think we have the best gym around. So we're thankful to be able to play in it, practice in it. We love our gym. We love playing at home.
Jim, what are some expectations for this year's team? Like, you know, I'm not asking for specific goals if you don't want to share that, but, you know, what are some of the expectations?
Yeah, in terms of wins and losses, like I have no clue. People ask me how we're going to be. I really don't. I think we have a great group of kids. I think they try hard. They practice hard. Our goal is just continue to get better, figure out a style that works for us, whatever it may be, and just keep plugging away and be better at the end of the year than we are at the beginning.
Is that a season-long process of you know, trying to figure out where you're at and maybe what you're good at and what you need to improve on? Or do you sort of know that early on?
No, I think it's a year-long process. I don't know how we'll play, what defense we'll be in game one, what offense we'll be in. You know, I think I know. I think we've been pretty similar in trying to do what we do well in the past and tweak some things. But that's what the scrimmages are for. We've had 3 scrimmages. We got 2 more. So hopefully try to figure that out and get ready for game one on December 2nd.
All right. Well, Jim, again, we appreciate your time. We want to wish you and the Middies the best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you folks Saturday at 5:30 as you take on the Keystone Wildcats in the DeFranco Classic.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That's Jim Brabenick, the head coach of the Midview Middies. We'll take this time out. When we come back, we'll get a conversation with Matt Killian. He's the head coach of the Lorain Titans. We'll hear from Matt right after this time out. Again, you're listening to the Lorain County Boys Basketball Preview Show. We're live from Hoop Tech, presented by Third Generation Construction. We're on AM 930, FM 100.3. Download the mobile app and listen online anytime, Jared.
At WEOL.com.